KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies at 69 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 1/100th of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours, and we look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping local news, fire and rescue crews from Cumberland and Messina, along with medevac ambulance, responded to a tractor accident Sunday night southwest of Cumberland. According to dispatch reports, a 70-year-old man who had both of his hips previously replaced was run over in the hip area by a tractor's rear wheels. The accident happened around 7:40 p.m. south of Highway 92 off of 650th Street. The victim was transported to the Cass County Hospital and then flown by LifeNet to another hospital. No other information is currently available. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to discuss changing the county attorney status from part-time county officer to a full-time county officer and then act on a resolution providing that the county attorney is a full-time county officer. Dave Wiederstein is the Cass County attorney. He also serves as a private practice attorney, acting Audubon County attorney, and provides services to the City of Atlantic through his partner law firm. In other business, the Cass County supervisors will discuss and then act on the changing the status of the current part-time courthouse custodian to a full-time custodian. Their meeting takes place tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the courthouse in Atlantic. Normally, it would be on a Wednesday morning at that same time. A man from Kansas was arrested Sunday afternoon on a felony drug distribution charge following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports the driver of the vehicle, 33-year-old Javier Romero Ochoa of Kansas City, Kansas, faces a felony charge of possession with the intent to distribute over 5 kilograms of methamphetamine, along with charges of failure to affix a drug tax stamp and operating a motor vehicle without a valid license. Romero Ochoa was being held at the Fremont County Jail on a $100,000 cash bond. His arrest followed a traffic stop at around 2:22 p.m. Sunday, where deputies with the Fremont County Sheriff's K-9 unit assisted a trooper with the Iowa State Patrol with a traffic stop on I-29 near mile marker 6. The vehicle had been stopped for multiple traffic violations. The narcotics K-9 was deployed on the vehicle, and a subsequent search of the vehicle uncovered about 18 pounds of methamphetamine with a street value of over $230,000. Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County said traffic stopped a little after 2 a.m. Saturday on Highway 69 in Redding. 169, that is, in Redding, resulted in the woman being taken into custody on a drug charge. Tammy Lynn Uliger was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, after the K-9 Hecky was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. A search of the vehicle resulted in the recovery of a very small amount of marijuana. Uliger was booked into the Ringgold County Jail and later released on bond. Police in Red Oak Sunday evening arrested 21-year-old Weston Price Jesperson of Red Oak for interference with official acts. Jesperson was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. at the Red Oak City Burn Yard. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak police in making the arrest. An investigation into the damage of a mailbox in rural Montgomery County Sunday resulted in the arrest of 47-year-old Mark D. Bergren of rural Red Oak. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office charged Bergren with criminal mischief in the fourth degree following the incident, which happened on 230th Street. Bergren was taken into custody at his home at around 8:50 a.m. Sunday. His bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's deputies were assisted in their investigation by Red Oak Police. Elsewhere in state news this morning, Iowa's top politicians are responding to this weekend's event in Charlottesville, Virginia. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman was the first to issue a statement via Twitter. Kaufman said the racism and bigotry on display in Charlottesville was stupid, shameful, and destructive. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley was next, saying what white nationalists were doing in Charlottesville was homegrown terrorism. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst also called it terrorism that was fueled by racist hatred that has no place in our society. Governor Kim Reynolds said her prayers are with the victims, and she condemned ugly, vile, racist hate. By early this morning, all but one member of Iowa's congressional delegation had issued a statement on the situation. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Congressman Dave Loebsack, a Democrat from Iowa City, said on Saturday that the vile hatred displayed by white supremacists in Charlottesville is unacceptable and un-American. Congressman David Young, a Republican from Van Meter, tweeted on Sunday from Israel, where he's on a congressional trip. He condemned the hatred on display in Charlottesville and tweeted a few Bible verses. Congressman Rod Blum, a Republican from Dubuque, posted a message on Facebook. Blum quoted Gundy and said there was no place in a civil society for racist supremacy groups. Republican Congressman Steve King of Kyron has not tweeted since July 27th and has not issued a statement on Charlottesville. The Iowa Democratic Party's chairman released a written statement Sunday denouncing the senseless act by white supremacists and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. And in the funeral announcements, John Lee Fix, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for John Fix will be held today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Rosalie McCumber, age 79, of Manila, died Wednesday at the Kavanaugh Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rosalie McCumber will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Gertrude Harriet Ohm, age 85, of Arnold's Park, died Tuesday at Lakes Regional Healthcare. Funeral services for Gertrude Ohm will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lydia Metzler, age 89, of Des Moines and formerly of Audubon, died August the 10th at the Calvin Community Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lydia Metzler will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Shelby Van Meer Lafreniere, age 56, of Linden, died July 31st at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Shelby Van Meer Lafreniere will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Dale E. Slayton, age 94, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Dale Slayton will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Eunice Josephine Getzinger, age 86, of Nevada and formerly of Defiance, died Saturday at the Story County Senior Care. A massive Christian burial for Eunice Getzinger will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Kevin Kanan, age 55, of Atlantic, has died. Services for Kevin Kanan are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.